All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for this week's Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And this week we are coming from the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, coming to you with round 8 of the Round Robin Tournament. One small note for the roster, Cactus Jack will be having his last match in the PWA tonight. So we do say goodbye to him, but he will be leaving on a high note, maybe, facing off against Too Cold Scorpio. But this week, like I said, round 8, Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels defends against Brad Armstrong. And then the American heavyweight title is on the line as Dr. Dusty Williams defends against Brad Armstrong. So Brad has the chance to win two titles tonight in this as we get a couple of times, especially now from 8 through 11, that we have guys having two matches during the night. And then our main event tonight, non-title match, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the World Heavyweight Champion, facing off against Tully Blanchard. That is going to be a great match, but we have a lot of matches to get to before that, so let's get right into it. Opening match this evening is Bad Company facing off against Lightning Express. After being called out 2 weeks ago, the Lightning Express finally get their hands on Bad Company. Tanaka tries to keep control of the match over Brad, but Brad manages to get a hot tag on Horner. Tanaka also gets a tag on Diamond. Diamond ducks a clothesline from Horner, but Horner nails him with a kick to the stomach before bouncing off the ropes with a sunset flip for a pin in a time of 4 minutes, 13 seconds. Your winners, Brad Armstrong and Tim Horner, the Lightning Express. That'll be the first of Brad's 3 matches on this card tonight. But now we go to the Round Robin Tournament, first match of Round 8, Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Chris Candido. And Sharp and Candido have a great match. Candido has control of the match until the very end. Sharp rolls away from the Suicide Blonde, and then Sharp loads the arm brace and levels Candido with it for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 32 seconds. Your winner, getting his second win in the tournament, Iron Mike Sharp. Now, as I said in the opening, Cactus Jack's last match in PWA, facing off against Too Cold Scorpio. And Cactus and Scorpio have a traditional ECW-style match. Nick Patrick basically allows about anything to go. Cactus drills Scorpio through a table with a pile driver outside the ring. Then he rolls him into the ring for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 11 seconds. Cactus Jack does go out on a high note with a win over Too Cold Scorpio. Next match is a non-tournament match as Sting, the current leader, is not facing anybody in the tournament this week. But this week he gets Cowboy Ron Bass. 3 minutes into the match, Sting ties Bass in the ropes. Dillon climbs onto the ring apron and Sting slingshots him into the ring. Bass struggles against the ropes. Sting whips Dillon into the turnbuckle and nails him with the Stinger Splash. Bass finally frees himself from the ropes, but Sting picks Bass up in a Samoan drop next to Dillon. Sting wraps Bass up in a Scorpion Deathlock. Bass taps out quickly. Black Bart stomps down to the ring. Sting stands over Bass's body, challenging Bart to get in the ring. Bart looks to find a way into the ring, but Tully and Candido rush down the aisle to hold him back. Your winner in a time of 5 minutes 46 seconds is Sting. And what is Sting going on with Ron Bass and Black Bart and all the rest of Dillon's guys? Probably just trying to keep Dillon out of the match and teaching him a lesson. Could be just as simple as that. All right, we jump back into the tournament. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Honky Tonk Man. And they have a quick match. Honky Tonk Man has the match well in hand until Missy climbs onto the ring apron. As Tommy Young deals with her, Gilbert throws a fireball into Honky's face to get the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 45 seconds. Next match has Billy Gunn facing off against Terry Gordy. And Gunn and Gordy brawl for almost the entire time limit. Gunn manages to escape from the Oriental Spike twice. Gunn goes for the Famouser, but Gordy counters it with a powerbomb for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 27 seconds. Next match has the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Fallen Angel Christopher Candido, or you know, Christopher Daniels, I'll get it out eventually, defending the title against Brad Armstrong. Daniels believes the match will happen quickly. He nails Brad with a belly-to-back suplex. He goes for the best moonsault ever, but Brad lifts his knees. Brad rolls Daniels up with an inside cradle for the pin and the title in a time of 5 minutes, 18 seconds. Hey, just about where we are in this podcast right now. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion, Brad Armstrong. Next up is Brad's little brother, Jesse James, facing off against Terry Gordy. This being Gordy's second match of the night. Both of them facing off against the World Tag Team Champions. And Gordy runs roughshod over Armstrong, quickly getting the pin after an avalanche splash and a pile driver in a time of 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Terry Gordy. Now we get to the American heavyweight title on the line. Dr. Death Steve Williams defending the title against the newly crowned Illinois champion, Brad Armstrong. And Armstrong has a strong showing in the match until Williams inadvertently nails David Manning with an avalanche. Gilbert and Daniels rush down to the ring. Williams checks on Manning. Gilbert and Daniels double-team Brad. Williams fights the former World Tag Team Champions off. Manning gets back to his feet. Armstrong tries to gain an advantage, but the damage from the attack has taken its toll. And Williams gets the pin with the Oklahoma Stampede to keep the American heavyweight title in a time of 21 minutes, 24 seconds. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion, Dr. Death Steve Williams. Main event time, non-title match. World champion Stone Cold Steve Austin facing off against Tully Blanchard. Dillon apparently didn't learn his lesson from Bass's match with Sting. He tries to grab Austin's foot to trip him. Austin turns around, but Tully nails him from behind. Austin falls to the floor. Dillon stomps at Austin's head, but Austin catches his foot. Austin leg whips Dillon into the guardrail. Tully climbs out of the ring to rescue his manager. And Austin nails Tully with the stunner, sending him into the guardrail. Austin grabs Dillon by the hair and rolls him into the ring. Austin lays in wait for Dillon to get back to his feet, then nails him with the stunner. The rest of Dillon's men come down to the ring. They surround the ring as Tully waves them back. Candido collects Dillon and drags him out of the ring. Tully and Austin continue to battle each other. Jerry Lawler climbs over the guardrail. Dillon welcomes Lawler to ringside. Tully seeks to put Austin away with the slingshot suplex, but Lawler grabs his foot. Austin lands on top of Tully. Lawler holds Tully's foot down until Dillon's men knock him over, but Austin still gets the pin. Lawler rolls into the ring, and Austin and Lawler face each other until Dillon's men climb into the ring. Even though they are outnumbered, Austin and Lawler clear out Dillon's men with right hands and stunners. Your winner in the match, in a time of 38 minutes, 45 seconds, is Stone Cold Steve Austin. But what could this be, an alliance between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Jerry Lawler? Wouldn't that be a crazy matchup for a tag team? But we will have to see what happens in the future, because J.J. Dillon thought that Lawler was coming out to help them. So we'll have to see, where does Lawler lay, especially since he still hasn't signed a contract, even though I have been after him for a while to sign a new contract. He has yet to do it. But being at Pfizer Forum, interfering in the match, could be that he is coming back. But now, we look at the leaderboard now after round 8. We have Sting still leading with a record of 6-1. Dr. Death Steve Williams, the American heavyweight champion, is right behind him with a record of 6-1-1. Tully Blanchard's next with a record of 4-2-1. Then Jesse James Armstrong at 4-3-1. Honky Tonk Man's holding even at 4-4. Brad Armstrong and Terry Gordy are at 4-5. Gordy moving his way up the ladder. Fallen Age Christopher Daniels also breaking even at 3-3-2. Billy Gunn at 3-4-1. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert at 3-5. And then at the bottom now, Iron Mike Sharp and Chris Candido, both with 2-6 records. How is it that we have since, you know, the first couple of rounds that Iron Mike Sharp is actually sharing a spot in the leaderboard with anybody? I'm sure that does not sit well with Candido, the former American heavyweight champion. But That's the way it happens in these round robin tournaments. You have all 11 guys that you're having to face through, and some days are your good days, some days are your bad days. But Sting's still on top at the moment, but people are crowding in behind him, so we'll have to see if he can stay on top in these next three rounds. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling organization on the internet. And we will see you next week.